This particular day and particular Sunday is very important and very wonderful, especially for us here at the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima and St. Stephen. We have been gifted by Holy Mother the Church once again with a magnificent epistle from St. Paul. However, we are not going to address it because we would be here till next June. St. Paul is very loquacious, shall we say. And of course, he gives us one of those of his famous run-on sentences. There are many colons and semicolons, and we could go on and on and on and on as he does. But we will not. But we will see these things again when he addresses to us how we are to behave and how we are to use the virtues and the graces that God bestows upon us. But the gospel is particularly important for two reasons. Of course, we are in the second half of the season of the Epiphany, having celebrated Friday, the great feast of the baptism of our Lord. Of course, this particular passage and this particular event, which the Church gives to us from the Gospel of St. John, is the third phase of the Epiphany. We celebrated the first on January the 6th, when Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Mary, was manifested to all the nations that were represented by the kings, the magi, the priest kings of many nations. And we only know, of course, Saints Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior. But the prophecies of Saint Isaiah say about Jerusalem, camels and dromedaries shall drown thee, Jerusalem. Not just two or three. In other words, hundreds, maybe thousands of camels. The kings who did not travel alone, who traveled with humongous entourages for their protection and because of their dignity. And of course, we read how the wicked, fake king Herod was troubled in all Jerusalem with him because of this event. But we have celebrated this on the 6th of January, the 12th day of Christmas. And then we have celebrated Friday, the second phase of the Epiphany, the manifestation of the Son of God at the waters of the Jordan, where he commanded his cousin, St. John the Baptist, whom he himself purified in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth, of original sin, commanded him to baptize him, who protested, "It is I who should be baptized by thee." He said, "Do as thou art told." And that's a very important thing. And then today, again, we find another example of the divine obedience. The Blessed Mother and St. John, who at that time was taking care of her, who was very, very intimately united to her, does not use terms of endearment, but he uses legal terms that refer to all the scriptures from Genesis 3:15 on down. And the prophecies of St. Isaiah, the virgin shall be with child and shall conceive, and his name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. So he does not just use any old term. He calls him, her, simply by her most sublime title, the Mother of Jesus. The Mother of God. There was no higher person created in the universe than the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God. Mary, the everlasting, ever virgin and immaculate, who was prepared from eternity by God to conceive in her womb and bear his Son, his only begotten Son, to be her only begotten Son. And so she was invited. By this time, obviously, St. Joseph was gone. And we, of course, will visit St. Joseph more throughout this year. St. Joseph, who was the head of the family. And it's important for you Catholic gentlemen who are heads of families to take your place rightly. It is the father of the family that is the head of the family. The Blessed Mother obeyed St. Joseph. Jesus, the Son of God, obeyed St. Joseph. And that is the way it should be in the family. The father is the head of the family. Many families, unfortunately, it is the tail that wags the dog and not the way it was created to be. And so I warn you, God is looking, and so am I. But St. Joseph was gone, so now Mary is the head of the family. And as he says in the Gospels, when he went back to Nazareth with them after the finding in the temple, he was subject to them. Subject, obedient, doing what they said. And here we have a prime example. Now the Blessed Mother had Jesus and the apostles invited. Perhaps because of that, they ran out of wine. And Mary was the first to notice. And by the way, today is a feast of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. Swift assistance. Ready, swift assistance. The Blessed Mother is seen. Her garb is flying behind her because she is in a hurry to give us assistance, as we see in her shrine in the foyer. And so she noticed. And she turns to her son. And of course, these are words which are oftentimes misunderstood and mistranslated. All she says to him, "They have no wine, son." He knows very well what she is talking about. He knows very well what she wants. And of course, some people are shocked that. And our Lord simply says to her, "Quid mihi es et tibi, mater, mulier, brother, mulier, the woman, from 3:15 in Genesis all the way down." In Greek, it is even more beautiful and more exact. Ti emoi, kai soi, ginai. What happens to me happens to you, woman. He's just addressing the reality. This is his first public miracle. Once he performs his first public miracle, it's all open. Everyone will see and will know that he is indeed the Messiah, the Son of God. And then the passion will come. As it indeed has come and will come very shortly. The Blessed Mother is not moved. If it was just sentimentality, she would have said, "Oh, no, 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 I would not want that to happen. I want to hold on as long as possible to thee, my son. I do not want thee to suffer. I do not want thee to die." But she understands. She is the mother of sorrows. Maria, a bitter sea among the many different variations of her name. She is the mother of sorrows, the mother of the suffering servant. and well she knows it. She is not ignorant of anything. And she's not taken by sentimentality. So she knows once she says the word, he will obey. And she says the word. Whatsoever he tells thee to do, do ye. Very simple. Very short. There's no great long discourse here on either part. What is to me is to thee, woman. What happens to me happens to thee, woman. My hour is not yet come. What hour? This is the Gospel of St. John. In the Gospel of St. John, always he refers to the time of the suffering of Christ as the hour. And our Lord says, my hour is not yet come. And she knows, and she gives the command. And so he performs his first public miracle. Our Lady of Prompt Succor, who comes to the assistance of her children and begs her divine Son for favors for us, which he prefers immediately, prompt succor. And last Sunday we celebrated another feast, a newer feast, commemorating the victory which she wrought at the Battle of New Orleans, which ended the War of 1812, which prompted General Andrew Jackson to come to the Ursuline Convent near the cathedral of today, but now it's in a different place, and to give thanks to the nuns, the Ursuline nuns, who are now gone, and to the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Prompt Succor. I can imagine what he was thinking, a Protestant, probably not very well versed in any kind of theology. Is this what they're talking about? This woman, this beautiful woman in gold with the baby in her arms, rushing forth to meet us? Who knows what he thought? But he was just. He came to give thanks to the Blessed Mother and to the nuns and the women of New Orleans who were there praying for him. And they vowed that they would honor her greatly if no man from New Orleans died in this battle. And guess what? No man from New Orleans died in the battle. And the British, like the troops of Pharaoh, their wheels and their horses were caught in the quagmire of the swamps at Chalmette. And the Blessed Mother triumphed. And here too, the Blessed Mother triumphs. And here too, at the foot of the cross, the Blessed Mother triumphs. The strong, stiff-backed woman of faith, of courage, and of love. The Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus. And Jesus, the Son of God, the Creator of the universe, Creator of her also, obeys. What a great example it is to us. And so, this marked the first public miracle, the sign, as the Gospels call it. And it says, and it ends, so very wonderfully, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested Epiphany, his glory. And what happened? His disciples believed in him. Do we believe in him? Do we believe in her? Do we obey him? Do we obey her? Do whatever he tells you. the last words in the scriptures pronounced by the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.